Right, good evening everybody and welcome to the Cabinet meeting on Monday the 19th of August 2019. I would like to ask if there are any apologies for absence. No? Everybody is present, thank you. Are there any declarations of interest? Councillor Goodfellow.
Thank you. It's not a declaration as such, but just on the outside bodies matter, it's probably worth making clear that I did suggest the review in the first place as a member of the scrutiny committee, and I also worked on it as chair of the committee. I don't think that would prevent me in taking part in any discussion, debate or vote, but I think it's probably just worth mentioning.
Thank you. I think we should probably value your contribution throughout, having been involved throughout. Thank you very much. Item three then, to approve as a correct record the minutes of the meeting held on the 15th of July. Can I have a proposer? Councillor Faulkner, seconder, Councillor Peters. So it's your wish, all those in favour, that I sign them as a true and accurate record? That's unanimous, thank you. I will do that at the end of the meeting to save holding up. Item four on the agenda, to consider any urgent business brought forward to the meeting under Rule 12. Nobody's notified me of any, so I will move on to item five, the forward plan.
Thank you, Chairman. This is the forward plan from the 1st of August, right the way through to the 30th of November. Happy to take any questions, if there are any.
Are there any questions? You've all seen and been through that. Right, that's noted then. Yes? Thank you. Item six then, the scrutiny view of member representation on outside bodies. I'd like to ask Councillor Helen Hall to present, please.
Thank you, Chair. Members will see from the report that the Scrutiny, Audit and Value for Money Council Services Committee decided to commence an investigation into member representation on outside bodies. The corporate and commercial manager began research in February 2018 with surveys to members to determine who was currently sitting on outside bodies in their capacity as a representative of ESBC. At the time, there were 39 appointments, including five substitute members across 22 organisations. A survey was then sent to those members in December 2018 to ascertain their views of the usefulness of their usefulness to the organisations whose boards they sit on. The survey is in Appendix 2 and the results in Appendix 3. Members' responses to the question of whether they should continue to represent the council on these bodies are summarised in point 4.6. The committee requested that the outside bodies were asked for their feedback, and the responses can be found in Appendix 4. A late submission was received on the 14th of August from Queen Street Community Centre, which I believe members will have been which will have been forwarded to members of the Cabinet. A subgroup was formed of myself and Councillor Florence Dukes, headed by Chris Eberly. Five categories were agreed, which can be seen in point 6.3, to determine whether the organisations have a financial link to ESBC, a strategic link, are ward-specific, have a community focus, or are none of the above. It was decided that those in categories 3, 4 and 5 do not have a funding or operational link with ESBC, and therefore do not necessarily need a councillor to attend in their role of council member, although members would be welcome to attend in their own capacity. Table 2 shows which categories the outside bodies fall within. The subgroup also considered whether bodies require more than one representative. The current number of representatives can also be seen in Table 2. The committee recommends the following. 1.1, that organisations that fall within categories 3, 4 and 5, ward-specific, community focus, none of the above, are removed from the list of outside bodies associated with East Staffordshire Borough Council, therefore a reduction of 22 to 15, losing the following organisations from the list of outside bodies. Consolidated Charity of Burton, CPRE, Nottingham East Midlands Airport Consultative Group, Rolston Almshouses, SARAC, Barton and Dunstall Key Trust, Henry Warford Trust. 1.2, that it be left to the individual ward elected members to decide whether they wish to attend outside groups. 1.3, to reduce the number of representatives to one elected member per outside body with one appointed substitute. This would require constitutions or terms of reference for organisations being amended in certain cases. And 1.4, to write to all remaining bodies and request that they update all records to include latest representatives and also copy democratic services in all correspondence. I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Councillor Hall. Have we got any questions to start, please? No? Have we got any proposals or suggestions, any discussion topics? Councillor Faulkner.
First of all, Chair, looking at Table 3, the suggested category approach for outside bodies, I think that was a suitable way to actually look at the report, and just questioning whether we actually have positioned some of these bodies, outside bodies, in the right box, like the Consolidated Charity of Burton-upon-Trent. Really, it's got a strategic link with the ESBC in terms of community involvement. It's not just an organisation with a community focus, it is a strategic link. And as such, I think it should be moved from Section 4 into Section 2 and remain as part of the outside body representative organisations that we have dealings with. Similarly, I have an issue with the Sexual Abuse and Rape Advice Centre. That to me is an extremely valuable service, and although it isn't the remit of East Staffordshire Borough Council, I think we should be actually approaching the County Council to ask them to look after that remit and feedback into our scrutiny review groups to do with the health and well-being as to what is happening there, because it is a service that's vital, and I don't think we should actually lose sight of it. With regard to the rest of the report, I am content and happy with the way the review group have actually gone about their job, and I congratulate them on the way they've done it. It's just those two issues that I have a problem with.
Thank you, Councillor Faulkner. Yes, excuse me, Councillor Hall, I should have congratulated you on the amount of work that you and Councillor Florence Dukes put into that before we even started. Yes, it's much appreciated, and I think, you know, it's very valued. So, yeah, but I can also take on board the comments that Councillor Faulkner has made, and I think they're quite valid, really. Anybody got any further comments? Councillor Allen.
I'll agree with what Councillor Faulkner has already said. I've got a little bit of an issue with 7.3. What 7.3 means to some of the organisations that we've got listed in the categories, in that we've got, you know, suggested that we go to one elected member and then a substitute. I think it might make quite a bit of difference to some of the some of the organisations on there that haven't, that I'm not sure the scrutiny reviews picked up. I think the Consolidated Charities is quite an important one to a lot of the things that ESBC trying to, you know, want to achieve as an organisation, and I don't think we should be reducing that to one and one substitute, mainly because of the amount of sort of subgroups that they, the amount of work that they do, and there's a lot of subgroups that might not have come through the, you know, I'm not sure that the review sort of picked up how much work is involved with that. So having five members on there will help them to help those members to get involved in what that charity does. I think the when we're talking about you talked to the Leisure and Development Company Limited, that one, I know ESBC through another organisation, so you think it's Stockton Estates Limited, owns quite a bit of a substantial amount of land on there, and I think their company documents, I'll be corrected, requires two members from ESBC to be involved in that organisation, and so I thought that was quite an important one to still, again, I don't think that would be something that the scrutiny review would might pick up. The Sports Council.
Can Angela just
yeah, sorry, yeah,
straighten
yeah.
us up on that one, please?
Thank you, Chair. Councillor Allen, you mentioned Utox Real Estates Limited, but the council doesn't actually have any involvement in that company any longer. So I wonder whether...
Andy.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, although the council has a long established relationship with Utoxeter Races, it isn't through Utoxeter Estates Limited, but that is the reason, you're quite right, why two councillors are used to sign off the accounts for Utoxeter Racecourse.
So almost correct, just slightly slightly confused on how we're connected to it, but I knew there was a requirement for two, which would affect them considerably. And it was East Staff Sports Council, again, that's quite a useful one to how ESBC sort of, you know, deliver their services, but it's quite a useful group of volunteers, actually. And they require for every meeting, I know this because I've served on that outside, but they require for every meeting to be quorate, I guess, for to spend any money or to have the meeting work properly. They have to have somebody there from East Staff. So if you had one, and I take the point, you could have one and a substitute, but I think we've got three at the moment. Sometimes, for my time that I've served on there, sometimes it's difficult to get one there, because of all the other responsibilities that we take on. So I'm happy to agree with 7.4, with the exception of Consolidated Charities, East Staff's Sports Council, and Utoxeter Leisure and Development Company Limited.
Thank you, Councillor Allen. Can I just tidy this up, Councillor Peters, before I bring you in? On the charitable site was 7.3, item 7.3. As Councillor Allen has said, really, the Sports Council and the Consolidated Charities, we as a Borough Council haven't got money to give out. One thing we can do is give out some of our expertise and some of our help to help these people work. The Sports Council gives out our money for us, which is saving officer time and whatever, so it's a value for money operation as far as I'm concerned. Their constitution says they've got to have at least one council member present when they issue a grant, so you know we're committed to that one. The Consolidated Charities of Burton, I was not aware of the importance thereof until when this came out. The chair of the charities came in and said, look, you know, we need this help, we need these people, you're the philanthropic organisation, we need that help from you, which brings home the importance. On a business point of view, the Utoxeter Racecourse again approached us. They need their account signing off before the end of September. They're reliant on two members from this council to meet their constitution. So again, you know, we've had to, you know, we've got to bear that in mind. I think we're making a decision here tonight. So if that's tidied up what Councillor Allen has said, I will call on Councillor Peters, who wanted to comment.
Thank you. In the document, I'm looking at Appendix 1, Item 7, talks about the Queen's Hospital Governors Board. Well, ever since the middle of 2017, Queen's has been part of the University Hospital of Derby and Burton. And if I may suggest that if you're talking about Queen's Hospital, we ought to say University Hospital of Derby and Burton. And then the context of which you're making that comment could then be directed to the hospital in Burton, if necessary. And just on a point of information, if I may, Chair, that the constitution at the hospital now, and I was told the other week, and I think you may have had a letter, that they don't particularly see or require an ESBC representative as a governor. The county council is written into the constitution as the allocator of governors. Philip Atkins, I'm able to feed into whoever wants to hear it in Burton here, but I am the county council appointed governor at UHDB. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Peters. Andy.
Thank you, Chairman. The county council chooses the local representative. It can be a borough councillor or a county councillor to sit on the hospital in Burton. So it's probably worth noting for the record, as Councillor Peters has said, that he's the County Council appointment, but he's also being appointed as a County Councillor rather than as a Borough Councillor, and that's something we probably need to update our records on if we're not sure about that. Thank you.
Councillor Goodfellow.
Thank you, Chair. If I can just make some broad observations, and as has been said, thank you for the effort went into the report in the first place. And for me, it was important. You may know I've sort of held off making decisions on appointments around this because I wanted to get this input. I felt it's important to get the scrutiny input in and actually take some action on it, which hasn't necessarily taken place in the past. So that was important. So it's an important piece of work. So I just wanted to thank you for it. Really, also, I think my ideas in the first place were around just slimming some of this down in terms of responsibilities on individual members, responsibilities on the officers and the scrutiny committees receiving reports. Actually drilling down to where our value as individuals is on these organisations. So I'm very supportive of a slimming down of organisations generally and the numbers of individuals. I think as has probably been brought up this evening, I think there are individual cases where I suspect that the numbers probably merit a little bit of tweaking here and there. But as a general principle in terms of the recommendations, subject to the comments my colleagues have already made, I would be very happy in supporting the broad gist of them, I think. But thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Hall, would you like to make any further comments on what we've said?
So thank you for your comments. Yeah, just to clarify a few things. So totally agree about SAREC. That would be really useful if we can get some. I know it was that we used to give funding and we no longer do, and both sides have said we're not adding anything at the moment, but it would be a really good resource if maybe the County Council can get involved in that. Yet the main aim is the slimming down, like you said, and so that members don't have to go if where they're not useful and needed. And in individual cases, obviously, with things like consolidated charity where they're bigger and they need more people attending, and to make sure they're quora, to make sure subgroups are filled, then we're quite happy to change it as you wish. And I think it was really that most of those, possibly with the exception of consolidated charity, neither parties felt that they were actually contributing much, whether it was that they were receiving from the members and the members didn't feel they were being of a huge amount of use of them, and their time could be better used elsewhere. So I think slimming down with that exception would be a good thing. And everything that was in columns 1 and 2, I think a couple of those came up as well. Obviously want to keep those anyway, and yes, if we do need to keep that it's two members instead of one, then that's absolutely fine. I know, sort of as an example, I'm on the Queen Street Community Board. They do have in their constitution 3, and they've said they don't need 3. They need 1, definite, and they have 2 of us. As long as one of us is attending, then they're quorate and they can make a decision, but they can't make a decision without us attending. So, like in their case, they could change it from 3 to 2. And it's just sort of slimming it down where we can. But I'm happy to go with anything that you would agree on.
Councillor Faulkner.
Thank you, Chair. There's just one issue that I forgot to mention. The campaign for to protect rural England, where at this moment in time it is suggested we drop it, and I think that is probably right, because Section 2, the Staffordshire and Stoke-on-Trent Planning Forum, I think is a much better vehicle for what we need as a borough council in terms of where we go with our local plan and where our planning issues are raised. if that could get off the ground, there would be no need for the CPRE. Excuse me. Now, I know that we've tried to get it off the ground before, I think we still need to put pressure on that. So whilst we are working to get the Staffordshire and Stoke-on-Trent Planning Forum up and running properly, can I suggest that maybe we allow CPRE to stay this year with a review at the end of the year in the hope that the Staffordshire and Stoke-on-Trent Planning Forum is up and running?
Thank you, Councillor Faulkner.
I think it's important in terms of our local plan review that we hope to carry out. We get information from these people.
Yes, we need to share best practice with others. And I'm offering you another apology, because if you look through your report, I didn't respond on the Staffordshire planning thing because it never met, and I should have told you that it never met. And the main reason for being on the CPRE was to meet other planners from other parts of Staffordshire to share best practice, and that was the only thing that it was useful for. But of course, I had to come off it as chair of the planning committee because it's called the Campaign for the Protection of Rural England. And if we had a developer who appealed a decision that we'd made on planning committee, and I'm a member of the Campaign for the Protection of Rural England, then I can be seen to be biased. So it's my fault. I misled you there, I'm afraid. So I can see what Councillor Faulkner is saying. Let's go for it for 1 year until we can get the other up and running, which is a far better forum that we could be meeting. But again, it's up to Councillor Goodfellow to work with the other borough councillors and throughout Staffordshire to try and get that working, really. Does that make sense to you? And I say I apologise.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I agree. That sounds like a good idea.
Councillor Allen.
Thank you, Chair. Just on 7.4, I think I know why this has come up. From my experience of outside bodies sitting on Heath Community Centre in Toxteter, we've had situations where, and East Staff Sports Council for that matter, we've had situations where the volunteers on the outside of ESPC, community volunteers are putting agendas together, they're sending invites out and not making sure that everybody who's supposed to be going to the meeting gets invited. And so I'm wondering if that's probably where that's coming from. I wondered if we could sort of put a little bit more meat on the bones in 7.4, in as much as asking some, if we could have some way of ESPC making it a little bit more, not only making sure that the invites come in, but chasing them when they don't from the organisations. I think if I was talking to Councillor Gaskin about Burton Amateur Boxing Club, it's reported that he's missed five and he's not had an invite for any of the meetings. So I'm wondering if the Chief Exec could sort of help with that, please.
I think as that recommendation hints, we'll be saying to people it's really important that you copy in democratic services such that we can ensure that the message gets through to the relevant councillors. If it transpires that outside bodies choose to continue to ignore certain borough councillors, then we might need to reconsider our membership of them. Because there isn't really any good reason why they shouldn't be inviting members who have been appointed by the council. So in the letter that goes out notifying who the representative is, I'm sure that Andrea can come up with a form of words which strongly encourages the invite to go not just to her, but to make sure it goes to the borough councillors.
Thank you very much. Anything else anybody would like to discuss before we put forward a formal proposal? Right. Shall we do it through the recommendations and amend as we've discussed? Is that the easiest way to do it, point by point? Are you happy with that? Right.
As long as we actually reiterate our thanks to the scrutiny panel for the hard work and the recommendations that have led to these changes.
Yes, definitely. I can only second that and thank Chris as well for his work as in his officer time that he's put in. So 7.1, if we... Yeah. Councillor Allen.
I'm happy to summarise, Chair, if you'd like.
Yes, if you've got it there.
7.1, with the exception of Consolidated Charities Burton, CPRE, East Staff Sports Council.
No, 7.1
so
doesn't include.
I'm talking about 7.3. 7.1, with the exception of Consolidated Charities of Burton, CPRE.
Yeah.
SAWAC will liaise with the County Council to ensure that we're getting some kind of representation.
Yeah.
On there. 7.2, would agree with. 7.3, with the exception of East Staff Sports Council. Consolidated Charities of Burton again, Utoxeter Leisure and Development Company, and then 7.4, as the Chief Exec has already outlined.
Yes. Does that adequately cover everything that we've
Could we just amend 7.3 with something along the lines of just leaving a little bit of flexibility for the Council and the outside body where it is deemed necessary?
Does that make sense to everybody? I'm looking at Councillor Hall as well, because I don't want to undo the good work that she's put in. Yeah, thank you. Councillor Peters.
Should we add the UHDB into the paragraph 7.1, reduction of 22 to 15, losing the following, based on the comments that I made? Queen's Hospital, perhaps Andy would like.
I don't think it's necessary to do that, Councillor Peters. First and foremost, we probably should have had a letter from Councillor Atkins stating that you were the County Council's representative rather than the Borough Council's representative, noting that the County Council makes the choice in the first place. It might be in the future, in the next year, two, three or four, that the County Council wants to appoint a Borough Council representative to University Hospitals Derby, so it's probably better to leave it open, otherwise we might cut our nose off to spite our face.
Yes, thank you. Anything else? Have we covered all the bases on this one, is the question. Councillor Hall, are you happy that we've met the requirements that you intended without riding a coach and horses through it? Because I think you did a great job, and there's just the odd bit of tweaking that I think has been necessary and essential. Everybody happy with that? So all those in favour of the approving the report with the amendments as stated? That's unanimous. Thank you very much. Thank you, Councillor Hall, and please pass on our thanks to everybody else involved. Thank you. And that is the end of the meeting. Thank you all for your attendance.